From the United Church of Christ of California, Missouri, this is a time of hope.
On this second Sunday of Easter, our broadcast is a condensation of our Easter service last Sunday as we continue to celebrate the resurrection.
We come to this place seeking Jesus in the familiar story of our faith.
Do not meet us only here, living Christ, but surprise us with resurrection power in all the places of our lives.
We gather together to sing and pray the story we know by heart, a story of loving triumph and powerful grace.
This story of Alleluia means great joy for the one who lives and the ones who witness to this new life in all the places of our lives.
We rejoice and thank you for the life of your Son, resurrected by the power of your loving, vibrant Spirit.
Let this same Spirit fill all the places of our lives, that we may know the truth of resurrection for the rest of our lives.
We join our hearts in song and sing, Alleluia, gracious Jesus, for Christ is living, and so are we.
Alleluia indeed.
Will you bow your heads in prayer? Good news, God. Your angels appeared to the faithful women of Jesus' company, bringing them news more wonderful and awe-inspiring than they could imagine. Christ is risen. Surely your angels can interrupt our lives too, breaking into our losses and sorrows and offering a message of tremendous joy to change our lives. Come this Easter morning, we pray, and fill us with the joy of the women disciples, the first witnesses to your resurrection, that our lives may also be renewed in hope and glory. Let us roll back the stone of the grave and pick up the stones of Alleluia once again. In Christ we pray, and as he taught us to pray, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Our epistle lesson is read by Carol Barber, and it's followed by the gospel lesson from Matthew 28 and the sermon entitled Alleluia by Reverend Jody Furness Wright.
The epistle lesson this morning comes from the 10th chapter of Acts, reading verses 34 through 43. And Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the word which he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace by Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. The word which is proclaimed throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. And we are witnesses to all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and made him manifest. Not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name."
Will you stand for the reading of the gospel? Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they too will see me." This is God's good news. Alleluia and amen. Mother Teresa is quoted as saying, "Never let anything so fill you with sorrow as to make you forget the joy of Christ risen." Never let anything so fill you with sorrow as to make you forget the joy of Christ risen. While the children are looking in their baskets and seeing what wonderful things the Easter bunny brought, I am wearing my Easter present. It was a gift from my oldest daughter, sent through my youngest daughter, who brought it to me from Springfield last weekend when she was here from the kids. It is a little badge, a little award badge like you win when you've done something. And mine simply says, "Survived indescribable grief." You see, I think most of you know by now, this past year, this past almost 4 years, I have been in a place of sorrow that's hard for the alleluias to break into. In a short 3.5 years, I lost my dad, my mom, my dog, my church, and now my husband has virtually disappeared into the late stages of Alzheimer's. Alleluia. There are so many things that pile on the sorrows and the griefs in our lives. And sometimes it is tempting to just let them take our lives over. And yet, as often as it is tempting to just let go and sink into the abyss, let the darkness take us, there is this song. I always think of in How the Grinch Stole Christmas when he first hears that song and Dr. Seuss says, it started in low, then it started to grow. The same kind of song. So soft and so quiet at first, but growing and growing. Alleluia. 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 You know the story I'm talking about. About the message, the word that God sent to Israel through Jesus Christ, preaching peace. It's a story we've heard over and over, but do we remember that that story, that song, that message started out small in Galilee with a baptism, but then it began to spread and spread and get louder and louder all over Galilee. And it spread and spread with each act of power and of spirit done by Jesus of Nazareth, so that people began to talk about him and say, who is this? Surely God is with him. And they begin to share his teachings, where again and again, Jesus would go and interrupt someone's sorrow and interrupt someone's pain and interrupt someone's temptation to just fall into the abyss and teach and show them, God is with me, so God is with you. And then as the story grew louder and louder, people who didn't like that story tried to shut it down. So they put him to death on a tree. And yet he came back to prove without a doubt that God is with him. And so God is with us. Alleluia. 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 You know this story. You know what happened that day after the Sabbath. How softly and quietly the dawn broke as Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, trying to escape the heat of the day, and at the first possible opportunity after Sabbath, approach the tomb to prepare the body. And yet then there is an earthquake. And you may think, oh, the story goes right from this quiet morning to this big earthquake. I know that's what they think in Branson, because I went to see The Promise, and I was out in the parking lot. And when the show before us was ending, we could feel and hear the resurrection all the way out in the parking lot. And I thought, oh, that's wonderful and theatrical, but When I experience a God earthquake, it doesn't make that big boom. What happens is the earth simply shifts under my feet. Reality changes under my feet. Quiet, but bigger than that quiet dawn. And then an angel. The message is getting bigger because the word angel literally just means messenger. And this angel comes, and suddenly joy starts seeping in. Yes, there's fear. There's been this shaking of the earth. There has been a message from God. And yet, there, in the midst of this fear, we hear that joy starts seeping in. Small at first, maybe because it isn't understood, but getting bigger and bigger and bigger as the women run to tell the other disciples. And then there is Jesus with them, just like he said. And there is God with them, just like today, Jesus is with us. And God is with us. Alleluia. 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 Because this is a story that absolutely refuses to die, refuses to be buried, refuses to disappear. Over history, there have been gatekeepers that have tried to imprison this story because they want to deny God's impartiality in order to make their own nation or their own group supreme. Did the story die? This story has been submerged by powers that wanted to go back to the previous shackles of the law to enforce their own will on the very ones Christ died to free from the law and to save from its judgment. But every time someone has tried to manipulate the gospel into justification for selfish purposes, up pops Jesus, resurrected with us, in spirit and in power, preaching peace and healing all those who Peter says are oppressed by the devil. Now, Carolyn Heilbrun said that power consists in deciding which story shall be told. And right now in this world, there are a lot of voices around whispering or yelling or screaming, a different version of what's going on in our world. And some of those voices have enough power and enough volume to be hard to ignore. The message is that this world, this life, this love are not blessings really meant for all of us, but only belong to a chosen few who are deserving of that good. This message, oddly enough, was the predominant message just before the crucifixion. This was the message of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, that only a few are chosen for God's grace. But with Jesus, we've been given this greater power to decide to listen not to that story, but to this story instead. This story of Jesus that reminds us we are all God's beloved children, and God is with us. Christ is with us. The Holy Spirit is with us, and there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Because you see, this story has the power to change our story. And for an example, I will tell you how this story has changed my story and how I have earned this reward. First of all, the loss of my father. Because of this story, my father, ever the pastor, gave me these last words. "I'll love you tomorrow." Last things he said to me. And then tomorrow he was gone. And so he's not gone. He's with me, loving me today, just as I love him today and every day. Hallelujah. And my mom, who gave me the gift of music, is such in this story that I cannot hear a piano without seeing her hands fly over the keys and then, like her, or even with her, I will break into spontaneous song in the middle of nowhere, sometimes totally inappropriate places, because she is so nearby. Alleluia. And yes, whether you think it's good enough for church or not, my dog, who showed me that the best form of gratitude is unconditional love. And though I will never be as good at it as she, it is a spiritual gift that I am reminded by her to practice every day, to love without condition. Alleluia. And last Sunday, I got to see a lot of folks from my church, my dead and gone church. I got to see them at two different birthday celebrations. And while I was there, I was invited to a thing next weekend that's a housewarming. And I heard who was going to church, where, and with who. And I found out how Willard, who turns 100 next month, is getting along just fine, thank you. And I heard how important it is to all those folks that all the money they gave when we closed the church continues to do ministry in so many places, the UCC and beyond. In fact, I came to see we're very active for a dead church. Alleluia. And as for my husband, even though another word or a smile is never given, I have known what it is to be married to the love of my life. And anyone here who can say that knows that, like in the old song, they can't take that away from me. Alleluia. Here is the story we are given the power to use, that there is no sorrow that can make us forget the joy of the risen Christ. So it's my story, and I'm sticking with it. God is good all the time. The Holy Spirit is holding us all the time, whether we can feel it or not. And Christ is risen today. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Will you pray with me? Thank you, O Holy One, for this story that never gets old, that feeds our own stories and that no power on earth can ever overtake. There is no death, no despair, no sin, no other story, and no sorrow that can separate us from you and from your love through the grace of Jesus Christ our Lord. Alleluia and amen.
Is the glory.
glad you joined us in this time of hope. If you don't have a church home in this area, please come and grow with us at the United Church of Christ of California, Missouri. Sunday school starts at 9:30 this morning with church following at 10:30. Until we meet again, may God bless and keep you.